We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's 6 o'clock. Time for the morning mashup.
Yeah! A recap of the biggest stories of the morning with John and Hugh.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Today is another day that ends in the letter Y. Why am I by myself, you ask? No one else is here with me. I don't know why I'm here by myself. I'm all existential, right? You know what? Forget about all this. Let's have some fun with the morning mashup. Why not? Shaq has made sure very quickly that his very quick appearance in the Tiger King series on Netflix was discussed. And just to set the record straight, he and Joe Exotic ain't all that cool. His name is Paul, and he don't know y'all.
I forgot what year it was. Anyway, Dallas was playing OKC. So instead of flying back and forth, me and Alex, we get on the Shaq bus. So on the way, we see a sign that says Tiger Sanctuary. So we go in there, and it's a beautiful place, and the character that was there was Exotic Joe. And we're there and for the Tigers' foods and all that. We take pictures with Tigers. We went back a couple times. Then we go back another time, and we found out that he's involved with all this stuff. And then I stopped going, but I had no idea all that stuff was going on. I love Tigers, and listen, people are going to make their own opinions, but I was just a visitor. I met this guy, not my friend, don't know him, never had any business dealings with him. And I had no idea any of that stuff was going on.
Even when you've got a bunch of Super Bowl rings, MVPs, all these accolades, sometimes you got to sell yourself to get a job. And to get that job with the Tampa Bay Bucks, Tom Brady did just that to Jason Light.
Wednesday rolled around and we were able to talk to Tom Brady. We had a great conversation, Bruce and I. We talked to him for over an hour and a half. And he made it clear in the conversation that he was very, very interested. It was almost like a recruitment on his part, telling us why it would make sense for him to come to Tampa Bay.
There seems to be a consensus at number one in the NFL draft. The Bengals aren't going to pass on Joe Burrow. But Joe Theismann says if Washington's picks up next, there's a guy they shouldn't pass up on either.
Without hesitation, I take Chase Young for a couple of reasons. First of all, I think he's the best player in the draft. And there's an old adage when it comes to taking the best player in the draft. Secondly, the Redskins are going to go to a 4-3 under Jack Del Rio. He's a perfect defensive end. He fits in with Sweat last year. And then you all of a sudden look at Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, Matt Ioannidis. I mean, you have five really young guys up front. The oldest guy is 27, and that's Matt.
All right, there's this new viral thing going around where you take an egg and put it in your bicep and you flex it to see if it cracks. And it's not supposed to crack. Well, it's not supposed to crack unless you're James Harrison and his biceps aren't exactly small.
We got the egg right here, so I'm going to try and see if it'll crack. I'm going to put it in between my arm. I'm going to flex and see if it'll crack. I don't believe it's going to crack. I don't think this could be done, but I'm going to give it a try anyway. So.
Oh! All right, so Dana White and the UFC might be forced to postpone the Khabib-Ferguson fight for a fifth time, but fear not. Tyrone Woodley has an idea for a possible fight. That is, if his opponent just maybe quits ducking him.
Quit talking shit if you ain't gonna do nothing about it. Step up and fight me and get your beat. You've been talking for a long time. If you guys remember, he built his entire act off me. The entire 99% of his social media was me. He's my biggest fan. I used to beat his as a training partner. I flew him into St. Louis to mop him up off my mat, and now he's acting like he's big and bad, and he's the A side of the coin. And he's never worn the official UFC gold. He won in the meantime, in between time, to Tyron get back though. And he literally is terrified of me. So quit being a shake off your little act, take off that terrible hat, and come get your ass whooped. Because you all cap anyway.
And finally, is Terrell Owens doing okay money-wise? Because every video I see of him, he's working out in the driveway. Does he have money for a gym? Or can he work out inside?
That's it right here, baby. T.O. right here. I got you with the COVID-19 driveway challenge. If you got a driveway, I need you to join me. All y'all staying at home, you staying safe. Let's get these workout in. I need 19 sit-ups. Just like I did back in 04, 05, when I did my sit-ups in the driveway. The COVID-19 driveway challenge brought to you by T.O. I'm calling out Ocho, Mr. President Obama, King James, Albert Tate, Chris Paul, Stack Jack, Matt Barnes. Let's get it. I need them. Oh, and Shannon Sharp, I need it.
Y'all keep washing those hands and keep practicing social distancing, please.
Well, I know that Orin's practicing social distancing by the only one in the studio there. Welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh. Orin Romaine with the Daily Mashup. I'll tell you where to start here, Hugh. Are you going to do the driveway challenge?
No, not at all. Like, I did the sit-up challenge a couple days ago, and the push-up challenge a couple days ago. Now everybody's doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing the sit-ups. I'm not doing
Can you crack an egg in your bicep?
Have not tried that. Have not done that before. James Harrison's a pretty stout individual. No, I haven't done that one before, though, John. Didn't do that. Haven't done that.
And then, Shaq, because he was in Tiger King, he said,
killed that quickly. He killed that because I guess he was on the he must have been on one of the first couple of episodes. And right. And, he just wanted to let people know he had to distance himself from that. That whole Tiger King thing, man, that has become a phenomenon over the last couple of days, during the quarantine or whatever, because everybody's talking about it now. Everybody's talking about it.
Well, I, and a few people that are on my Twitter are saying, this show sucks, I couldn't get into it, which is fine. I mean, if you don't like the show, one guy in particular saying to me, I don't understand, what in the world are you guys watching? Because this is terrible. And it's not, look, nobody.
That's why we watch. See, you know what? Let me help that person out. That's why we watch it, because it's terrible. You cannot, like, when you listen to some of the stuff that these folks did, it's hard to believe that is true. And, it's funny because they were talking about the only sane person technically in the show was the Carolyn lady. And it made her look like a bad guy because, there's allegations that she killed her husband. And now they're talking about reopening the case for that. So that's why you watch it. I don't understand what people don't get about it. That's what makes it so fascinating, is because that's real life for some people. We go through life and you think, right from wrong and this from that. And then you see something like that and you just can't believe it. You can't believe that some people go around doing some of the stuff that they did, especially that Joe Exotic. he made it clear, like, he didn't like the lady after she went after him financially. And he made it his life's mission to talk bad about her, talking about killing her and everything, and tried to make good on his promise. That's why he's sitting in jail now.
Well, that's what, you can't watch the show. And by the way, as we talk about this, if you haven't seen it, there's just no way to talk about this without, minor spoilers, okay? But it doesn't ruin the show, because no matter what we say and what you think you know about the show, you don't know anything. Because the show revolves around three different people, one of whom is a guy named Joe Exotic. That's his stage name, who actually ran for governor in Oklahoma, and his tiger zoo in Oklahoma. That's the thrust of it. There's another one that's Doc Antle, and he's in South Carolina with his tiger zoo, and a third, Carol Baskin, who runs a tiger rescue, which is essentially a zoo down in Tampa. And all three have not only zoos and this weird tiger kind of cult that goes on out there, big cat cult, but also – they're all three are really messed up people. I mean, seriously messed up people.
They're really eccentric. I guess the word you could use in this situation is eccentric. And that's what I don't understand what people don't understand about the fascination with the show. I think, you know what, honestly, I think people that say stuff like that take themselves way too serious. And that's why they can't see it, because it's hard to believe in real life situations that there are folks out there that are living like that. And the Carol Baskin lady, you know, John, I read somewhere where they're reopening her case. They're mm-hmm. reopening a case trying to figure out what happened to her husband.
Yeah, her first husband. I mean, when you watch the show, and I think everybody had the reaction when they watched the first show, before we had this news that the sheriff down there in Tampa is going to open up the case again, is that we all said, why isn't anybody investigating this woman for the death of her first husband? Because, boy, does it stink to high hell, you know? And so...
I wonder, how did she get away with it? Like, okay, we don't... innocent until proven guilty. See, I did it wrong. But guilty and innocent until proven guilty. But it's just like, when you look at everything that was going on with that case and surrounded from what we were told, that didn't add up. None of that stuff added up at all. It didn't add up at all.
And then it's taking on, you know, not just our actors out there like Ed Norton and Dax Shepard wanting to be Joe Exotic in a movie. It's taking on another life and another, there's another version of this going on, because since it is a real life story, it isn't stopping. I mean, yesterday, Twitter was replete with photos of Britney Spears at two separate Video Music Awards, one with Carol Baskin and the other with his Doc Antle, who runs the big farm in South Carolina, where she was using his tigers at the VMAs during a performance. And so these people are tied to a lot of big stars. We know that Shaq showed up, and he just showed up. And then there's this little nugget, too. So now you got Shaq, you got Britney Spears tied in. And here, this one, Hugh. What some people might not know is that comedian David Spade recently interviewed John Finley, a former husband, that's the dude that had the tattoo that was covered over.
Mm-hmm.
The former husband of the Tiger King, Joe Exotic. Okay, so Spade interviews this guy, Finley. A newly made-over Finley revealed there are even stranger things that were left out of this documentary, like nobody knew about Britney Spears, for example. By far the biggest twist, one of the twists involves none other than Michael Jackson, and that the alligators that were burned in the fire belonged to Michael Jackson.
I didn't know that. I mean, how would I know that? They didn't say it in the Netflix. Yeah, I didn't know that.
According to this story.
I mean, that's why it's so fascinating. They're about to make this into a movie. I don't know if it's going to be a television movie or a big screen. I don't think it'll go to the big screen. But because you just can't believe some of the stuff that was going on with these people. That's why it's so fascinating. And on top of that, we're at home. We got time on our hands now. We can look and talk about stuff like this.
Well, you know, I think with, and I'm just guessing that this Carol Baskin, you know, because here there's enough fire there. If you watch this show and watch, you know, she her first husband, who had left his first wife and their kids, and the first wife and kids are in the show. And again, we can't talk about it without spoilers. Sorry, just can't. You know, they make a compelling case that she may have, you know, done something, you know, nefarious here during the show. And so, you know, the police are going to investigate that. So that's one storyline. You know, are they going to find anything there? And then now we see yesterday Britney Spears and Michael Jackson being thrown into this. My guess is with these, because they were supplying, both Joe Exotic in Oklahoma and Doc Antle in South Carolina, the two big tiger zoos, were supplying tigers to shows and to Vegas and to all over the world. People were coming to rent their tigers. You know, say what you like about big cats being illegal and all that kind of stuff, but there was a market for it, and not just a market, a Hollywood market. They were in movies all over the place,
yeah,
and so
there are
going to be a lot of big
business names
tied to this.
Yeah, they had a thriving business, no question about that, and it's going to be interesting to see how far down the rabbit hole that all this goes and how many people they were really affiliated with. I mean, but, you know, you got to give credit to Shaq. He got out in front of it before it got bad, because when those pictures started to surface – because I saw one yesterday when he took a picture with Joe Exotic. He hurried up and got in front of that. Yeah, you gotta make sure you distance yourself from those individuals as much as you possibly can, because this is about to get ugly, brother. This is about to get real ugly.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, don't worry. Even with spoilers, it's...
It's supposed to be a train wreck. It's train wreck TV.
Yeah, you haven't even heard about all of the polygamy and... yeah, you got to see it. Morning Menu Up next, three questions from Abe, the producer. He asks us, and of course, we go on to our Twitter and ask you. Always fun, always a lot of great conversation. We'll do that as we continue with John and Hugh on the morning show on Sports Radio 929, the game we stream worldwide, apps free. Get it in the App Store, radio.com.
Heads up, there's a three-course meal headed your way. This is the morning menu on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Morning menu time. Abe, the producer, three questions to us. He asks us, we ask you. We put it on our Twitter. It's always a lot of fun. We never know what the questions are. Abe, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. I got to, I'm going to have to crack open an energy drink here and get that going. But yeah, everything's good.
Are you hearing Abe?
Yeah, I can hear Abe. Can you hear him, John?
No, I can't quite hear Abe.
Yeah, Abe's having a nice little energy drink right about now. He's getting ready. He's getting ready for the show. He's getting stoked for the show.
Yeah.
Well, let me read.
Oh, there he is. Hi, Abe. How you doing?
Oh, you got me. I'm good.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, just a little setting this up. That's all good. Okay, question number one here. Tuesday morning menu questions. You'll be able to see them right on Twitter here as soon as the segment is over. A lot of discussion about the NBA draft and Anthony Edwards. And he's obviously going to be one of the top five picks, probably top three, possibly number one overall. Also a good chance that the Hawks will have a top five pick. Possibly top three, possibly number one overall. So, in your opinion, would it be good, bad, or indifferent for Anthony Edwards to end up with the Hawks?
See, that's tough. That's tough. I'm going to say indifferent. I think it would be good from the standpoint of, you know, hometown kid being here, but I'm going to say indifferent.
Well, I'm going to say it's going to be good, and boy, I'm going to say something that probably is going to be an unpopular opinion here. But if I look at the Atlanta Hawks and the way they were playing, Hugh, right before the end of the right before the stop down.
You mean defensive
list? But on both ends of the court is that the it seemed to me that, you know, you had Trey and John, and we were looking for number three, and the Cam Reddish had. You know, at one point, Kevin Herter last year before the, you know, Hunter and Reddish joined the team. But I think really Reddish had blown into that number three role. And I'm not sure what to make of Kevin Herter. I like Kevin Herter. I'm not sure that Kevin Herter is a starter on a championship team. I think he's a kind of a Korver, come off the bench kind of guy. Yeah. I think if you're looking for a pure 2-3-point shooter in this draft, Edwards is maybe the best of that. And, I would love to see – I don't know if it's going to happen because you'd have to get a lucky roll of the dice, but, boy, I'd love to see Anthony Edwards on the Hawks.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think there are certain sports where maybe it benefits guys to be play where they played near college or grew up in high school. And, yeah, I think basketball – I don't think it hurts you. I really don't. I think sometimes – probably in football more than any other sport. But I think it'd be good for him to end up here with the Hawks. Certainly, we heard from him on Dukes and Bell last Friday. He's got a relationship with Trae Young a little bit. I think there's a comfort level that you find in basketball playing, you know, near family that maybe in other sports either doesn't benefit you or hurt you. So I think it would be good for him to end up with the Hawks. And I agree with your assessment, John. I think that, you know, the rotation needs a bit of adjustment, and he could be that guy to bring that. Okay, question number two. And before we get to it, I want to be very clear on this. I am not going to consider pro wrestling a sport.
Boom!
Just for the argument of this question. So the question is, which former pro athlete, not including pro wrestlers, do you think has turned into the best actor?
The former pro athlete that turned into the best actor.
So you're taking The Rock out of this, is what you're saying?
Basically, you're taking The Rock
pretty
out
much,
of it.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'd have to have a list. I know a lot of guys went into television, Hugh. Fred Dreyer and Alex Karras, you know.
That's the first name that came to mind for me was Fred Dreyer. Because he was, what, Hunter? Was he Hunter? He was a police officer on television. I forgot his name, though. He was pretty good.
Did Carl Weathers play in the NFL? I know he was a football star at San Diego State.
He did. He played. Yeah, Carl. You had to go to Carl Weathers. But I don't think he was – no, I think – did he play for Kansas City?
I don't recall. I know he was a big star in college, but I can't recall, you know, what he did after that. I mean, you want to help us out here, Abe, with a few names?
There's two guys that come to my mind. Former linebacker for the Redskins, Terry Crews.
Terry Crews played for the Redskins? Did not know that.
I believe so, yeah.
I didn't know he played professionally.
And then former professional soccer player, Vinny Jones, comes to mind also.
I got one for you. Thomas Jones, running back for used to play for the New York Jets. I remember from New York Jets. He's been in a couple movies. He's an action star. Not really well known, but I give it to Thomas Jones because he's current. He's a current player. He was a current player.
Why do I have a feeling that we're missing somebody just blatantly obvious? We got Jim Brown.
I thought we were talking about current.
You know, O.J. Simpson's performances, but
right.
I thought we were talking about current. That's like back in the day.
Right.
Those don't count. I thought you meant like currently.
Well, hey, I would say
said former pro athlete.
I don't know. The Fred Dreyer would be current, relevant. Obviously. Orange of Brian Bosworth. Did you guys ever see? I saw a Bosworth movie once. It was terrible.
He was okay. He was a bad actor, but he was all right.
It was bad. I don't know. We'll have to let the audience wait. It'll be interesting to see what the answers are when you put it up on our Twitter at 929 the game.
OJ wasn't a bad actor.
Yeah, and you're right.
OJ wasn't a bad actor.
Some suggestions that are obvious that we get on Twitter that we just completely whiffed on. So I do look forward to that. Okay, question number three. Right now, considering the state of the country and COVID-19 and all that stuff, what is the best and worst vacation that you could possibly take right now?
Ooh, a cruise.
Yeah.
That's definitely the worst one.
I mean, you know what, though? I know we're running commercials for cruises and great deals. I'm going to start looking into those deals because I definitely do want to go on a cruise. You get some of your best sleep on a cruise.
I can't wait to go on my next one.
Yeah, you get some of your best sleep on a cruise now. You really do.
Well, plus, the deals have got to be just tremendous.
Yeah, you could probably stay on a boat for like a month for like $200.
You may have to stay on a boat for a month if you
I shouldn't even say stupid stuff. Here's what
I'm just going to guess here because of this is just a guess on my part to answer your question, Abe, that international travel because of what's happening in Europe and what happened in Asia is going to be tamped down for quite some time, and so the concept of going and I really want to go to England. It's our big trip, but you know that's going to be, you know, a number of years away now. I'm going to say that the best possible trip you could take is to get in your car or your truck or whatever, and you're going to see a lot of kind of like 1960s old school road trips to national parks and sort of re-exploring America.
Okay.
Maybe something.
Hugh, do you have we covered the worst vacation. Do you have an idea, like John, for best?
Oh, the best vacation. You know what I was thinking when we were talking about that? Like going to like to Antarctica or something like that. You know, taking one of those, you know, like on a boat, obviously, and you know, going on one of those trips where like you're on the deck looking out at all the icebergs and stuff like that. Somewhere like in Antarctica, Alaska, something like that.
Now, Hugh, I'm assuming you don't know the route from South America, Antarctica, but you're going through something called Drake's Passage.
Uh huh.
It's essentially it's the roughest waters pretty much found in the ocean, and you will not be on board for that. You'll be lucky to not get seasick getting through that stretch.
Well, I'll just catch a plane, Abe, and catch it on the other side then. How about that? Travel's going to be real cheap, so I'm not worried about that. Like they said, like Jermaine Dupri said, money ain't a thing at this point.
The best vacation you could take, I think, is going to be like snow skiing, because you're already got like your face covered, right?
Yeah.
With a ski mask. You've already got gloves on. Like, you're not really around people too much. If you are, it's like as you're whizzing by them. I think that might be like the safest fun trip to take right now.
Maybe.
Are you saying that you're not going to, you know, want to snuggle up to snow bunnies in front of the fire? Is that what you're saying?
Snow bunnies.
It hasn't happened on any of my previous ski trips, so I don't know why it would do it now.
Good time.
It's the morning show. You can vote on any of these questions, all of them, on our Twitter. It's going up now. Check out our Twitter at 929thegame under morning menu and fill in some of those blanks for us as we broadcast live all over Metro Atlanta. With John and Hugh on 929 The Game. And, of course, you can stream us 24-7 at radio.com. When you go to radio.com and you download it and get that free app, you just have to search for, of course, 929 The Game, and that'll take you right to it. Our brackets of the day, I actually know more than I should about this. We'll do that next with John and Hugh. Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the latest Bond film. I think it's the last one, Hugh, with Daniel Craig, if I'm not mistaken.
That was the one that, he's the guy that played in Skyfall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
Just delayed because of all the COVID stuff, and we're waiting for the new Bond to be named, but I don't think they're going to do that until we finally get this one released. But if you can't go see Bond, you can certainly play Bond, and welcome back to the morning show. We're doing our brackets this morning, and Abe, the producer, today came up with, I think, what he called the top video games. Now, what's funny about this is, Hugh, I went through this list, and I've only played three of them, but I know almost all of them,
mm-hmm.
which surprised me. But I'm going to have to lean on you guys, because since I've only played three, I can't really speak to how they play. You know, I mean, I know them, but I don't know how they play. So I'm going to lean a lot on you guys. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Is Tanitra with us this morning?
Oh yeah, I'm with you, John. I'm going to need some serious assistance this morning.
Yeah, me
good morning,
too.
Guys.
Good morning.
That's why I'm going to let Abe and Hugh go first here. All right, Hugh. First bracket over here is that, and again, Abe, the producer's bracket. Let's figure out what the top video game is. NFL Blitz, and this is why we played the song. NFL Blitz against GoldenEye 007.
I played NFL Blitz, so I'm going to go with NFL Blitz.
Abe.
GoldenEye was like the first like group like peer versus peer like shooter game.
I know what you're talking about. I didn't like that. Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, NFL Blitz is one of the greatest arcade games of all time. I mean, between the pass codes, no pass interference calls, give me NFL Blitz.
Tanitra?
I've actually played that, so I'm going with NFL Blitz.
There you go. Next one, I play both of them. Big Buck Hunter and
Horn is really in his feelings right now. He's in my ear, just let me have it. Like, for real.
Already?
Already? Yeah, he probably played GoldenEye. He used Odd Job. He knew how to cheat. That's all right.
Next one, I have actually played both of these. Big Buck Hunter and Wii Sports. I'll just go first here. I enjoyed Wii Sports quite a bit, actually, back in the day. Hugh, Big Buck Hunter against Wii Sports.
I would probably go Wii Sports because you get more games in Wii Sports than Big Buck Hunter. So I'm going to go Wii Sports.
Abe?
I got to disagree. I mean, I still own my Nintendo Wii. I still play Wii Sports, but I would trade it in for a Big Buck Hunter stand-up arcade game. I'm going Big Buck Hunter.
Big Buck Hunter was hot now. I mean, I'm not, no disrespect to Big Buck Hunter, but I need a game. I need variety when I play video games.
And Tanitra, Big Buck Hunter against Wii Sports.
Wii Sports, definitely. I'm like you, John. I enjoyed that a lot.
Next one is MLB The Show against Zelda. I don't know Zelda. This is one of the ones I don't.
Zelda was a big game. I'm going to go Zelda on this one, brother. Zelda all day. Zelda!
Yeah, I'm going with you on this, Zelda.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to defer to them, Tanitra, because I don't know Zelda.
I'm curious you to know what Zelda's about, real quick.
Zelda's is a fantasy game where you got to go around and level up your characters. That's the best way I can mm-hmm. describe it. Yeah, and you got to save the princess.
Gotcha.
Kind of like Thank Mario you, Brothers, but with a sword.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, okay.
The next two I know very well, and I know which one's going to win, but boy, it's a tough bracket, Hugh. Call of Duty, one of the most famous games of all time. I guess one of the most famous games of all time in Tecmo Bowl.
Call of Duty all day. Even though it's a lot of old heads still play Tecmo Bowl, Call of Duty's winning that one all day.
Abe, I played Tecmo Bowl. I know Call of Duty. I haven't played it, so but I know that it's super popular.
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl would have been great if Madden had never been introduced. So, I you know, it's been surpassed by a superior football game. I'm going to go Call of Duty.
Yeah, do you know these? Do you know Call of Duty there, Tanitra?
Yeah, I know them both. Played Tecmo Bowl, but have always heard gaming heads just talk about Call of Duty, so that's where I'm going.
All right, so and in this bracket now, we have reached the semifinals. Let's do NFL Blitz against Wii Sports. Hugh?
NFL Blitz.
Abe?
Blitz.
Tanitra?
Blitz.
Okay, well, that takes my Wii vote out. Zelda versus Call of Duty.
Now, this is a tough one, but I got to go with Call of Duty. Call of Duty.
I'm Abe? Going COD as well.
We're just going to code COD. I got you. We got it. Call of Duty or NFL Blitz, Tanitra?
Call of Duty.
So Call of Duty is our first into the Final Four. We moved to the bottom half of the bracket here. Top video games we're voting on in our bracket challenge today. Hugh, NBA Jam against Tekken.
Ooh.
Ooh, this is a tough one. Because NBA Jam, yes, it is. Orange in my ear again. And I'm having two different conversations. It is a tough one because NBA Jam, when you get heated up and on fire, that was pretty dope. But Tekken, I think I'm going to have to go with Tekken. I like the fighting games.
Abe?
Tekken was cool, but it's not as good as Street Fighter. It's not as good as Mortal Kombat. NBA Jam, all the way.
Tanitra?
NBA Jams.
Yeah, I got to go NBA Jam. I know it better than Tekken, so I'll just go there. The next two, Final Fantasy, which is hyper-popular, against Tetris.
I never played Final Fantasy. Heard a lot of people talk about it, so out of respect for all the video heads out there, I'm going to go Final Fantasy.
Okay.
Tetris is like the third game ever invented. It's still around. It still kicks. I'm going Tetris.
Good call.
Tanitra?
Yeah, I think when we had our bowling gathering for the station, I think there's a Tekken there at the, or a Tetris there at the bowling alley. I think I played it. It was cool. So Tetris.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tetris, too, because it is such an iconic game. And one thing I did notice about this is we're missing some iconic games, like, you know, games that I played. But then again, I expect that it's going to be more towards the home kind of games, Hugh, than what I kind of grew up with, the stuff like Frogger or Missile Command.
Games kind of evolved right back then. You know, like, they have, like, storylines and stuff. You know, some of those games that we played back in the day, John, they never had an ending. They just kept going. They were on an infinite loop.
Cool. Tomb Raider, yeah, I guess Pac-Man would have been. Tomb Raider against Need for Speed.
Tomb Raider.
Abe?
Tomb Raider.
I've heard of Tomb Raider, Tanitra. I don't know Need for Speed, so.
Need for Speed was a good game, but Tomb Raider, like, you know, that was kind of like the, how can I say this without sounding real crazy? The birth of the virtual lady. I guess that's a good way to say it.
Yeah, well,
virtual
thought. That's where I have it in my head too.
Right, well, it launched a bunch of movies, obviously. The next one, for those of you who don't play video games, is actually tougher than you might think. Even though Grand Theft Auto is infamous, famous, and all of that, what it's up against, Halo, was, you know, one of the first big shooter games, and it was in, you know, 20 years ago, gigantic, 20, 25 years ago. Halo and Grand Theft Auto, Hugh.
I'm still a Master Chief fan. This is a tough bracket right here. I'm going to go with the Master Chief. I'm going with the Master Chief. Orin is heckling me in my ear.
Abe?
I don't know. I mean, I've played Halo against a pro Halo player. It was not fun for me in that instant. I've always had fun playing Grand Theft Auto, so I'm going GTA.
All you're doing is stealing cars and calling people out their name and heaven.
And that's exactly what I'm not going for, because my nephews are always exposed to GTA, and I think, oh, so counterproductive. So I'm going with Halo.
Grand Theft Auto, you know, I'm projecting out as one of the great games. All right, Oren, you finally get a way in here. Halo or Grand Theft Auto? Yeah, that's what I think. NBA Jam against Tetris, you?
NBA Jam.
Abe?
Boy, this is a tough one. Tetris has kind of got an educational aspect to it. I'm still going to go NBA Jam.
Tanitra?
Me too, NBA Jam.
And then we have Tomb Raider against Grand Theft Auto. You?
GTA.
Abe?
Yeah, I'm going GTA.
And Tanitra?
Tomb Raider.
I got to go GTA. So GTA against NBA Jam. Hugh?
GTA.
Abe?
No, I'm going NBA Jam. There's too many catchphrases that have spawned from it. I'm going NBA Jam.
Tanitra, NBA Jam against GTA.
NBA Jam.
All right, Oren, you get to break a tie again. Here we go. GTA, move on, he said.
boo.
He's so snobby about that GTA. So,
two of the we'll do the other side of the bracket coming up. Oren and I are both protesting this, but that's okay. We're protesting on different levels. But we have Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto that have advanced to the finals here. Not a surprise. They were kind of like the number one seeds I had in each bracket. So it'll be interesting to see what ends up. Oren, I don't know why Oren's so mad. Oren, why are you so mad?
Why is he so ornery this morning?
Because he's feel like
into GoldenEye?
GTA should have been won hands down.
He said GoldenEye's greatest video game ever.
That's so much hyperbole right about now. Use some big words in this.
And I'm protesting because there's no Donkey Kong. That's all. I mean, it just.
I am with you, John. I'm with you. And no Pac-Man. I mean, what's up?
No, wait, that's later. Pac-Man's there. Oh yeah. Pac-Man's going to have a showdown.
Yeah. What?
Stand by for news. The Atlanta Falcons. We mentioned there's a lot of NFL to talk about today, and the Atlanta Falcons, is linebacker really the number one thing the Falcons should be focusing on and not defensive line? We'll discuss that next and tell you why as we continue with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game, 92onthegame.com, and we stream 24/7. Get the app. Download it today at radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.